Let's head to the KRDO Newsline now. As we know, Father's Day is approaching. Experts say that we could be spending nearly $20 billion for Father's Day, but still admit it, compared to moms, dads usually get the short end of the stick. You know, in fact, last year, a greeting card, the most popular gift. And if you want to get dad something cool that he's worthy of, you just don't know right where to start. We're joined now on the KRDO Newsline by Taylor Kalmus, more commonly known on social media and YouTube as the Dude Dad, with some suggestions. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, if you want to maybe drop some tips, make sure that you're getting those proper respects as a dad, what should you do?
Thanks for having me. My suggestion would be to drop hints. What you got to do is find your wife's phone and then just start talking into it and say all of the gifts that you want, and then the algorithm will show her ads for all of those things.
So every time I walk by my wife's phone, maybe just, you know, drop the hint, you know, new Traeger.
Yeah, Blackstone flat grill grill.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And, you know, when we're talking about these kind of things, and we mentioned, you know, usually it's easy to go all out for Mother's Day. We know how much moms do. But again, what, last year the most popular gift was a card? I mean, how is that, you know, remotely fair when it comes to dads?
It's not fair. I mean, come on. Like, we're dads. We want more than that. But here's the thing. It's also about the experience for dads. It's not always just a gift. Like, you know, we like to get outside, go camping, fishing, all of that stuff. Like, our family just taking us on an adventure, planning out a weekend, is also something that gets us revved up. Lowe's actually recently did a survey that showed that 70% of dads would like to spend more time with their kids in a home improvement store. You know, to me, this just shows that dads are fixers. We're makers. We like to, you know, work with our hands. And we also like to share those skills with our kids.
Mm. And some of those home improvement stores have kids classes. So that's always good for the dads to take the kids to. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
on
absolutely.
Father's Day. So you've got some gift ideas you'd like to put before our listeners, give them ideas, suggestions of what to do?
Absolutely. I've got a few good ideas here and different price ranges for you. The first one up is the Blackstone flat griddle grill. I don't know if you've ever used a flat grill, but they're super nice. You can get a ton of meat on there. But what I love about it is not only can you, you know, cook your burgers and your brats, but you can also throw breakfast on there. Make your family a whole fleet of pancakes and bacon and take the whole breakfast experience outside. That's one of my favorites. And the next up is the Kobalt 299-piece mechanic kit. So this basically has every hand tool that you could possibly need. Dad always has like an assortment of hand tools, and sometimes the 10-millimeter socket's missing, or, you know, the 12-millimeter wrench is missing. So having a kit that has everything in it is super handy. And this one is color-coded. So you've got your standard, your metric in one case, but they're color-coded, so you never mix them up, which is super helpful. And then my last gift suggestion is the Ring doorbell. Do you guys have a Ring?
You know, I've got a similar one, not exactly the Ring brand, but definitely the Video doorbell for sure.
Yes. So it's a Video doorbell, super cool. Somebody comes to your door, they push the button, and it immediately rings your phone. So no matter where you're at, you could be in Siberia, and you could be able to see who's at your doorstep. But what I love about it is my kids, my two older kids are 6 and 4, and they realize that they can call me through it. So if I'm not home, the kids go outside, they ring the doorbell, and then I can talk to them through the doorbell, and they think that's pretty slick.
Absolutely. It's also fantastic to keep track of, like, the Amazon packages. I know my wife is up feeding our newborn all hours of the night, so kind of getting all those shipment announcements, like, hey, there's another package at the door, just kind of keeping up with what's actually happening at the house.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we know if you follow you on social media, you're always up to something crazy with the family. What does Father's Day look like for you, Heidi, and the kids?
I'm hoping to take everybody out on the boat and try to teach my kids how to wake surf. We'll see how that goes.
That definitely sounds fun. Taylor, we appreciate your time. If anyone wants some more information about some of these great gift ideas or other ways to help celebrate the dad in their life, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, there's actually a really great Father's Day gift buying guide on Lowe's.com. They got a whole bunch of great gifts listed out on there. Go check that out.
And how can we follow you on social media and make sure everyone's keeping up with all of your crazy antics?
Thanks. Just look up Dude Dad on every single platform.
Awesome. Well, Taylor Kalmus, the Dude Dad based right here in Colorado, we appreciate your time and joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you, Andrew and Shannon.